you want to remind, I wanted to listen to the discussion, and it looks like I'm going to be part of it. Thanks for the opportunity to speak with you. How are you doing tonight, Roger?
Real good, Bob.
Go right ahead.
Yes.
Have we lost you, Kodiak?
No, we're here. In reading over this bill real quickly, does this essentially tighten up some of the provisions that were found to be a bit lacking in the last couple of years, or is this loosening up the requirements?
I'm going to let Randall Burns and Susan Cox, who are from the Department of Law, and this is an administration bill presented by the governor and written by the Department of Law, and he can give you a short statement as to what the bill intends to do.
This bill does, in fact, I guess you would, in your words, tighten up. There really isn't currently a code of ethics for the executive branch, which is the reason why we have codified standards of conduct in statutory form. So then there's a whole series of provisions in Article 2 of the bill. You have a copy there that sets out the different kinds of conduct that is prohibited under this new code.
Do you have any questions that you'd like to ask Mr. Burns on this?
Thank you for the explanation. I'm looking at the bill right now, and it seems like it'll do a lot to eliminate any confusion and questions that people in the executive branch might have in their own conduct. As there's none now, it's kind of up in the air what they have to do and what they don't have to do, and it seems like a good bill to me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I should explain that a bill was introduced in the Senate, and since time is running short, and there have been some amendments of we've introduced one in the House, and we're working a parallel, I guess you'd say. The House, the Senate has one in State Affairs and is working on it, and we hope to be able to finish this tomorrow and move it along to the next committee, because it's very important that we try to get this bill passed this session. Is there anyone else out on the network that would like to speak?
These
people are more interested in budgets than they are in ethics.
It's quite crowded at the corrections meeting, too.
Mm-hmm. Upstairs? Yeah. That's where I'm supposed to be.
What corrections meeting is
that? Subcommittee of Finance.
Oh.
They didn't depress me.
Close out?
Presumptive sentences.
No, it's the first meeting we've had.
Down with presumptive sentences.
That's
the
first meeting for
you.
Sam's with corrections. I'm supposed to be
my personal
note. He's getting ready to feel that he's going to close it out on Sunday. We're going to have to do it all in the next 3 days. I don't know.
Well, that was outrageous.
If we'd announced, I suppose.
That's Department of Law?
I don't think there's any.
No, actually not. If there's
what did they
we let you guys say?
Basketball. They asked me, I asked them if they had contact and
hey,
numbers, and they said they would.
That are on. It is now almost 7:25, and I think we'll just sign off and let you know that this is only the first hearing of the bill, and it will be going to the Judiciary Committee, and there will be plenty of notice if you have comments, and we'll try to keep you posted as to what changes might take place, and hope to hear from you then. And good night from Juno.
Yeah, this is the moderator in Juno. We appreciate your patience and staying online with us.
My name is Oakley Chatler, and I think that bill is an excellent bill, and you shouldn't hesitate to get it on the books.
Thank you, Mr. Dugan, there in Matsu. Have you been listening?
It's Oakley Chandler.
That was Oakley Chandler.
Oakley
Chandler. Oh, it sounded like
this is moderating Kodiak. That was the other person in Kodiak that was listening.
Oh, I see. I thought that he sounded like a friend who is from Matsu. Oh, I remember you, Oakley. Thank you, Will. We're going to hope to pass it out of this committee tomorrow. Good night. Was she gone? Or?
Good night from Kodiak.